grief isn't only about death. Summary, the American Psychiatric Association added prolonged grief disorder to the DSM, focusing on grief beyond death, including lost opportunities and abilities. Therapeutic approaches aim to address past grief, loss of ability, and even mourning a mental illness, emphasizing integration and growth. Therapists should help clients process and grieve these experiences for therapeutic gains. Full article source, Katimbro/Pexels. In 2022, the American Psychiatric Association, APA, added prolonged grief disorder, aka complicated bereavement, to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM. Since then, grief seems to have gotten a lot more attention. While some say the diagnosis pathologizes normal experiences, readers are invited to read Beyond Grief for an objective view of the diagnosis. With the above considered, grief isn't only about death. People actually need to grieve lost opportunities, lost abilities, and even a lost sense of identity. Grieving the past. The existential psychiatrist Irvin Yalom, 2002, reminds patients that they eventually need to relinquish the idea of having had a better past. This is seemingly an acknowledgement that unrealized grief can be a roadblock to improvement. So often, people cling to the past as if somehow a new narrative and experience will emerge, bettering their lot, only to live in the constant frustration of there being no effective rewind button. This is central to many traumatized individuals who constantly feel compelled to deal with the past. Bill O'Hanlon, a psychotherapist who wrote Even from a Broken Web, a book about resolving trauma by looking to the future, explained that dealing with the past ostensibly requires detailed revisiting, but the goal of trauma treatment is ultimately to move forward and constant revisiting it, for say, catharsis or attempts of desensitization to treat, it can serve to perpetuate the stagnation. It can also deter patients from therapy who fear having to talk about it, in detail and instead often self-medicate. Even psychoanalysis, with its reputation for excavating childhoods, doesn't exactly hold traumatic incidents under a microscope. Rather, analysts, while acknowledging the past to make sense of patients' pain and conflicts, look to how the trauma shaped the patient. They then work towards undoing the maladaptive intrapersonal and interpersonal behaviors and thoughts cultivated by the trauma by focusing on the here and now effects of the trauma and creating new ways of relating to the self and others that the trauma disrupted. Grieving loss of ability. Next, people can grieve the loss of ability. While this might seem obvious for, say, an amputee who can no longer participate in their chosen athletic event, or someone with a seizure condition being told they can no longer drive, little attention has been paid to loss of ability as it pertains to mental health concerns outside of perhaps dementia. Though maybe not as heavy on psychotherapy, services abound for helping people with physical ability loss remain independent or modify activities in a manner that addresses the grief by regaining some of the function lost. Reflecting on the lack of research on and attention to mental illness driving loss and grief, Jeremy Reidner, PsyD, a researcher at Austin Riggs in Massachusetts, has been examining grief as it relates to mental illness, such as loss of ability and function, especially for those suffering from psychosis like schizophrenia. Left unaddressed, it can encourage or increase depression and exacerbate psychological struggles. Reidner et al. 2023 noted. Persons who have experienced psychosis often experience the loss of role functioning, interpersonal relationships, cognition, and self-concept. However, when these losses are not fully integrated into the person's identity, it can result in either more losses due to denial and metacognitive impairments or increased hopelessness and depression due to internalized stigma. Five elements in psychotherapy of psychosis were identified that can facilitate the integration of loss and processing of grief. Understand the personal experience of the psychotic episode. Attend to feelings of grief and the primary loss, explore the meaning of psychotic symptoms and identity implications, integrate psychotic vulnerabilities into the sense of self, and foster realistic hope in the face of an uncertain future. Of course, this is not necessarily limited to people experiencing psychosis, as other mental illnesses like severe depression, bipolar disorders, dissociative conditions, and severe forms of anxiety can also severely disrupt role functioning, interpersonal relationships, cognition, and self-concept. However, given the severity of psychosis, it is easy to see the gravity when one's identity or self-concept is episodically influenced by delusions and hallucinations. Grieving a mental illness. In a similar vein, while it may seem counterintuitive and even absurd, given that being freed from a mental illness should be liberating, it is possible that it creates another obstacle to wrestle with in that one might mourn a mental illness. Consider someone who, after years of living in a world shaped by a consistent delusional thought process, stabilizes and realizes an existential crisis in that the self and world they knew no longer exist, nor, in a way, ever really did. There can be grief for not only years, sometimes decades, lost, but also grappling with the idea that the self they identified with no longer exists, and the rise of anxiety in recreating themselves. Source: Geralt/Pixabay. This phenomenon is nicely illustrated in Joanne Greenberg's I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, 1964, based on a patient of psychoanalyst Fried Fromm Reichman. In this story, the therapist takes a teenage girl out of her protective, distorted reality, an important part of which is bereaving the delusional or hallucinatory characters, and protectors her mind created as she develops independence and re-enters reality. Another example of the kind of bereavement one might encounter at entering reality is in Run, Hide, Repeat, 2017 by journalist Pauline Dakin, as she recounted what it is like to realize the childhood you experienced was rooted in a family delusion, a condition known as folie à deux or shared psychosis. Therapeutic implications. The above should be a reminder to therapists that we need to focus on more than symptom reduction. For one, listen carefully for material that must be grieved that is still haunting the person, such as they didn't have a great childhood because of a difficult parent that they continue to harbor significant anger about. Helping them realize they can't have had a better past and introducing the idea that one can grieve an experience just as one can grieve a person, and helping them do that can release huge burdens, opening space for growth. In other situations, it can be helpful to ask patients about how a mental illness has been interfering with the life they'd like to live. Along with symptom reduction, working through any sense of loss they have, either in ability or identity, can yield further therapeutic gains. Disclaimer, the material provided in this post is for informational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any illness in readers or people they know. The information should not replace personalized care or intervention from an individual's provider or formal supervision if you're a practitioner or student.